Well, Mike, how are you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, just another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up today. I was hoping it's Friday, but it's not. So,
you know. Yeah, buddy. Every day's a grind.
Every day's a grind, man. Funny you say that. That's one of the things I say the most. Every day's a grind, man. Wake up and try to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Right.
Anyhow, Mike, fill me in a little bit more, as far as so you're doing concrete work, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. So I'm a concrete contractor, based out of Arlington, Washington. So I'm trying to service those areas. And it's kind of difficult for me right now because I live in California. So I travel. Basically, I go back and forth to Washington and California. So the business is based out of Arlington, Washington. I'm trying to service those areas up there, surrounding areas from Burlington. Bellingham is the town. So I'd go as far as probably Bellingham, north-wise, and that's probably, I don't even know, 30 minutes maybe shy of the border or something like that. All the way from there down to, maybe like, North Seattle-ish area without being outside area, like shoreline area maybe.
Okay. Perfect.
And so that's my Washington area. And then I just got into Idaho. So I'm based out of Eagle, Idaho, which is right outside of Boise. So I'm trying to get out there possibly this summer. And then from there, depending on how work is, going to like Coeur d'Alene area, which is north, like Spokane area, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, which is north Idaho or eastern Washington. And then next year, beginning of next year, coming back and getting my license fully in the business set up in Northern California.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, it sounds like you have quite a task ahead of you, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I travel, and I got a little girl right here right now with me, so I'm trying to watch her grow up and, trying to do it all.
I'll tell you this much, man. Enjoy those times, brother. I have two girls. I have two daughters. One that's graduating high school this year. She's turning 18 in a couple months, and a 13-year-old.
Oh, man.
And you know what? It was funny because when they were little, they were such a pain sometimes. I'm like, man, I wish you guys just get older so I don't have to deal with this. And now that they're older, I promise you 1,000% I wish they were little.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, man. Like I said, she just turned 7 months, and everybody's like, man, just spend the time with her. And, and I worked with teens, so, I know the attitudes that come, and, man, it's luckily, I used to work with teams, so, I kind of...
Okay, well, then, I mean, at least you have a head start on most people, working with teenagers, because, these girls of mine, sometimes they think they got the world figured out, man, and that is...
Oh, yeah.
That's just a pain in the you-know-what, and why do you choose her, and why can she do this, and I'm just like, God, man, cut me a break, man.
Right. Yeah.
Mike, what's the name of the company, brother, that you're currently running?
It's Mike White Concrete, LLC.
Mike White Concrete, LLC.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me just ask you very, very straightforward, Mike. Are you in a position right now, let's say, you move forward and we work together and we put you up there on Google's first page. Are you in a position right now where you're able to take on new clients? Can you handle more work?
Currently, right now, I would say yes.
Okay.
Like I said, the only problem, I got a lot going on, so it's kind of like hit and miss, and when I'm in those areas,
Okay.
It's my only thing. And as long as I think the customer's okay with, and I'm a pretty straightforward guy, hey, I'll be up there in June, I'll be up there. I can't get to you until August or whatever,
Okay. Okay.
So I think as long as the customer's okay with it, I do pretty well as far as work wise, I'm just trying to get into the next level of figuring out me being and living in California and then doing business in two different states. You know what I mean?
Right. No, it makes sense. I mean, we're based out of California. Where in Cali are you at?
I'm in Chico.
Okay.
Like
you're
an hour
up north.
Half north of that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, we're here, our corporate headquarters, where we're calling you from. I mean, we deal with all 50 states, but we're calling you from Orange County. Not sure if you're familiar with
with the
OC.
But
anyhow, brother, so this is what we're proposing. I mean, we can get, Mike White Concrete LLC right alongside of, Smoky Point Concrete, Plus Concrete, RDN, let's see what other ones come up here, Groundworks, Anderson Concrete, Pioneer, BCR, and Number 7 Development. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Mike, but they're the companies they're the companies that are covering the Arlington area, and all surrounding cities. You know, they have about a 50-mile radius all around. They cover those cities. So, I mean, these companies, their first options on Google, I mean, that's how these guys, you know, tend to grow the business and tend to stay quite busy. I promise it's not that they're doing any better work than you are. It's just a simple fact that, you know, they're coming up as first options, and that's what's keeping them busy on Google.
Oh, right.
You know. Now, have you built a website for the business yet, Mike, or not yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. The only reason I'm asking is that part of the service that we offer, we can actually build a site for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything extra. It's already included with the service. Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Now, as far as design-wise, is that something that, like, I have a say in, or is it like, hey?
Absolutely. I mean, imagine if you didn't. I mean, then that wouldn't be pretty fair.
Yeah, like I said, I was telling the other lady that I know a landscaper out here locally in Chico that he uses you guys, and he seems to really like you. And he's like, yeah, man, you just pay him this much, and basically they give me the lead, then I want to be top on Google every time. And, you know, he stays pretty busy, and I help him out every once in a while. And, you know, I said, all right, so how much does it cost? What are you getting? And he kind of doesn't know what he's paying for. And so I was like, man, I got to reach out when I get a day off.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you say that, because some people are like, hey, man, you know what? I don't know exactly what I get, but I'm getting customers, and that's what I want, you know?
Yeah, like I said, I'm telling the other lady, he's not a smart guy, you know? So he's just kind of like, yeah, I'll show up, do the work. I get calls, and then, you know, I just want to be first on Google. And I checked out his website. He's like, yeah, they make you a website. And I'm personally not a fan of his website. I think it looks like, you know, it doesn't look real. You know, it looks like a AI made it, where he's kind of got some fake pictures in there and just like random.
Yeah, things. See, like, that's what happens, you know, when customers are not involved in the site. You know, I mean, if you look at some of the other customers that we work with, they're giving us their logo. They're giving us the pictures. We're just doing all the back end work, if that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm saying. I want it to feel more like you're, you know, you're communicating with me and not through a computer, you know, like I want it to feel like you're actually going to talk to me, the owner, and not a computer generated voice.
I see exactly your drift there. Look, I send you a sample site. You know, I send you a random one. Let me know if you got it. I text it over to you via text message. When you open it, I send you one. It's going to say Precision Paving Pros.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, right there, obviously, it would say Mike White Concrete. And then, obviously, on there where it says services, you know, here's what we would list the services that you offer. I mean, again, we can customize it, the website, to, you know, make sure it's fitting what you want it to look like, and make sure that, you know, we're putting any pictures, any logos that you have, we can use those as well. Obviously, I mean, we list whatever services that you offer to the public. Like, this company does paving, driveways, asphalt, seal coating.
Right.
So whatever services that you're rendering the public, we're going to list those on the site. And then the portion where it comes in, where you're involved, is whatever pictures that you want us to list on the site, that's what we're going to upload. Okay?
Gotcha.
We'll upload those up to the site. If you have your own company logo, we'll use that as well. Obviously, our job is to make the site look professional and look nice, right? I mean, when the customer's not involved, the customer will say, hey, man, just put whatever pictures you want from the internet, and then the site is not going to look the same if you're involved with it, brother. That's the reality.
Right, yeah. And like I said, I'm already seeing a difference from this site to the guy I know site. You know, it just seems, I don't know, it seems more like if I was a customer, I would probably be looking more into this site than his site, you know.
Hey, don't tell him you're saying that.
Yeah, no.
Be like, hey, buddy, man, your site needs to, you know, some TLC, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, who are these local Flash guys, man? Because right. They're not doing you any favors.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, these guys are not, you know, are not serving you up right, man. But I promise you, when I tell you this, Mike, it's not us, man. Some people just they're like, hey, you know, you do as you please, and it's like, hey, man, we give you that option, right? I mean, we also give our clients access to our dashboard where you're able to put up pictures on your site if you wanted to do that on your own, you know? So I promise you that it's not us when it comes to the site, man.
And like I said, this guy, he just wants to get the work. He doesn't care. Like, he's not a smart guy, you know? Like, he doesn't know how to do many things. And I think he's more of a guy that, like, hey, if I could pay somebody to just do it for me, I don't care how it looks, it's done. You know, it's already – somebody else did it for me, and that's all I got to worry about is answering my phone and getting the job.
Yeah, no, man. You know what? We do deal with a lot of people like that, but in the other token, we do deal with lots of customers that they want their stuff to look, you know, up to the T and very, very nice, very legitimate. And I think you're one of those guys, right? That, I mean, as far as the back end work, if we're going to do something, you want it to be done right at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm more of a quality guy. You know, like I said, I don't mind taking the time to design something if I knew how to do it. You know, if I knew how to get everything set up and do it, like, I would do it myself. I'm a very, like, I don't want to pay anybody to do anything if I can do it myself, you know. But at the same time, I'm starting to learn that, like, time is money. And, again, I have a daughter, so if I can eliminate or, you know, free up some time and pay a fee, then I might have to do that just to win some time back in my life.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, especially when it comes to marketing and optimization, brother, I got to tell you, man, I mean, we have a huge department of IT personnel that's all they do. You know, unless you have, you know, 5 to 6 hours a day to spare to get it promoted,
right.
I mean, it's just not worth the time. I mean, you're gonna, you know, for what we charge, I mean, the pricing is very reasonable. You know, so just, you know, aside from putting you on the first page of Google, we would also build the site. And like I said, you know, you would be involved in the creation of the site and what, you know, how you would want it to look like. Also, we work directly with Facebook because Facebook is associated with Google. So are you listed on Facebook by any chance, Mike?
Yeah, so I created a Facebook page, business page, and I'll run ads on that sometime. And that's kind of my only venture of advertising, I guess.
Okay. The reason I asked... You know, word of mouth, nobody can beat word of mouth. I'll tell you that. Not even Google can beat word of mouth. I mean, the only thing about word of mouth, it can only take you so far, right? I mean, you know, but, definitely word of mouth is going to always stay the number best referral available. The reason I was asking you about Facebook is that, we work hand by hand with Facebook. So we would promote that Facebook page that you have. And then we would run ads for you on Facebook. That's already included as well. Okay, so so that would eliminate you having to spend, you know, whatever you're doing. We would do the ads on Facebook for you. And then the last platform that we would list you on that's also associated with Google is Apple. We would list you through Apple Maps, right? For anyone that uses. Yeah, for anyone that uses Safari through their iPhone to do searches,
right?
We would also get you on there. But if I'm being very straight with you, I mean, the real golden ticket here is the first page of Google and having your own website. I mean, that's what really will do it. Now, the pricing that we manage. The pricing that we manage, like I said, it's quite affordable, brother. It's $299 a month. okay? And there's no contract. You pay $299 once a month, and regardless of how many jobs you get, how many leads you land, you know, how many calls you're getting from Google, that $299 will never change. It's always going to stay the same. Okay.
Okay. And does that price, is there a different price scale? Like you're saying, this $299, that makes me the first page Google. That makes me a website. Now, do you guys go up from there saying like, hey, it's $500 a month for the top bundle package where we're running everything we can possibly throw at you? Or, you know, we can scale down to $100 or $150 and basically you're just getting a website or a first page type of deal. Or is $299 like that's all that you guys offer?
No. We offer all Google services that are available. I mean, the pricing of the $299 that we're offering right now, it's the service price that includes the website, it includes the ads on Facebook, and it includes putting you on the first page. Now, if you didn't want to include like the ads on Facebook, you wanted to lower the service to just get the website and Google's first page, it only drops $50. So I mean, it's not worth it. You know, we go down to $249. Now, if you wanted more services, like let's say Google Ads, right, or your local service ads, or Google Guarantees, you know. We can also offer those services, but I mean, realistically, being on Google's first page under the business section where we list you at, I mean, that keeps our customers busy. Now, if you're right. A company that is just, you know, you got money raining down all the pipes available, then I mean, I would recommend Google Guarantees where you would be top of everyone, right? But I mean, even with the service that we offer at $299, I mean, it still puts you on the first page, but the Google Guarantees are $2,500 a month, and then Google will charge you $50, I think it's $45 or $50 every time somebody clicks on your ad.
Wait, what was that again? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, Google Guarantees.
Yeah.
It's called Google Guarantees. That's, I mean, the Google Guarantees are the first really top company that you see like number one that comes up on the first page way at the top. Okay.
Right.
That is $2,500 a month plus $45 every time somebody clicks on your profile. So
I'm paying for somebody to click on my profile, you're saying?
Yeah. So Google says is, hey, we're going to guarantee that you're going to be the number one, but anytime somebody clicks on you, you're going to pay. Now, with the service under that $299, you don't pay anything else. That's all you pay. It doesn't matter how many people click on your profile. You're just paying $299 flat rate. You know, that's
right,
the same
right.
service
so you're
that
you're first page. So you're saying for this $299 is I could be number fourth on the list. I could be number seven on the list, but I'm not
that's
the
correct.
Top guy.
That's correct. That's you're going okay. to it, but here's the thing. You're still going to be on the first page, if that makes any sense, right? So it's not like you're going to be on page number three, number four. So when somebody is looking for concrete services, Mike White Concrete is still going to pop up on that first page listing, right? And this is the reality of things. People usually, well, at least I do, when I look at something up, Google is going to give me the first six or seven options of all the, you know, the listings. And then I choose one of those, you know.
Right.
For some reason, I never choose the top ones because I feel like they're going to be more expensive.
right.
You know, I always choose some of the guys on the first page. I mean, do I ever go into the second or third page of Google? No, I don't. You know, I just choose the guys that come up on that first page. So that's where you be listed at. Our job is obviously if we're working with you, you know, if Google decides to list you, let's say number five on the list, our job is to continue to rank you higher so you're moving up. That's what we do with our customers,
gotcha.
Is that our job is to ultimately get you up there within the first three.
Right.
But like I said, for $299, yes, it's everything that I went over with you is already included, brother. So you're not paying a penny more for anything additional. It puts you on the first page under the business section, where 94% of jobs go to people on the first page. It includes the website. We run the ads through Facebook. We put you on the first page, and we put you on Apple. Okay.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that'll get you up there. And like I said, I mean, the good thing about Google, Mike, is that there's no contract, right? So, you know,
right.
If for whatever reason you're not happy with the service, you can always part ways, and there's no cancellation charge. But, I mean, the reality, I think, is I don't think that you would part ways as long as you're seeing results. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Right. And now if you're saying you start this up and you part ways, the website disappears with you guys, I'm guessing?
That's a good question. And, no, because we're a premier channel partner to Google, we are obligated under Google guidelines to sell that domain to you for that website at $99 if you ever decide to part ways. Okay, so it's not like we were able. Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, when you're working with a third-party vendor, what they do is that they'll just keep it. They won't do anything with it. They'll eliminate it because it's a way that they try to keep you to stay with them, you know.
Gotcha.
The other thing as well is that GBP that we create, which is the Google Business Profile that we initiate on Google, per Google guidelines, if you ever part ways with us, we can't remove that from Google either. That's going to stay on there as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not like, hey, if you leave us, you know, we're just going to try to screw you over and take all this off of you. Unfortunately, you know, it's not something that we do. I know there's a lot of companies that I hear from other clients that, oh, yeah, man, they sort of obligate me to stay with them or they're going to take all my listings offline. It doesn't work that way with us, man. I mean, if you ever decide to part ways, you know, we're required to leave all the GBP on there. The Google Business Profile stays on Google.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, man. So, I mean, if you're trying to get that website going, get you on that first page in the Arlington and surrounding cities, I mean, you're definitely a premier candidate for us. I'm just putting in some notes here. We can definitely get you started, Mike. I did have a question, though. Are you moving out of California at some point?
Possibly, maybe next year. I'm not 100%. Like I said, I'm going back and forth right now because I work in California as well with other contractors, and then I have a business in Washington, and then I just got the business finalized as well in Idaho. So, I mean, long-term goal is probably to move to Washington or Idaho.
Okay.
And kind of bounce back and forth because I can work year-round or pretty much year-round in California, where Idaho and Washington is kind of hit and miss on the months.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, I got family members in Boise, in Idaho.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, they like it up there.
Everybody loves it up there from what I hear.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, you get used to this Southern Cali weather and stuff, though, man, you know? So it's a little harder to just leave town.
I believe it, man. Right?
Okay. Well, I'm assuming your last name is White, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your email address, brother?
It's going to be MW.
MW?
Concrete. And then the number 2.
Okay.
Whoa. At Yahoo.
Okay, I haven't seen somebody use Yahoo, man, in a while. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like Yahoo. I tried to switch to Google, and I couldn't catch on, and I'm a guy that once I like something, that's what I do, and I don't really like to switch up.
It sounds like we're going to be in a relationship for a long time then, huh?
Right, yeah.
I'll tell you that, man. Here's some important questions, Mike. That 530-828-7675 number, is that a good number that we can list on Google where the customers can call you, or do you have a separate number you want to list?
No, that's the number I've been using lately. I haven't figured out if I want to switch numbers or not yet.
Okay. Let us know if you ever wanted to do that. I mean, we can always do that, to update that number on Google. You know, it's definitely up to you. Now, are you taking pictures of the work that you do? I'm assuming you do have pictures, right?
Yeah, when I can remember, I try to take some most of the time.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. And then you said roughly around Arlington. So what are you doing as far as mile watch? It sounds like it's about maybe 50 to 60 miles outside of Arlington, if I'm not mistaken, based on the cities that you were going over with me, like Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah,
let me
see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coeur d'Alene, that's Idaho, but like
Idaho,
that would
yeah,
be more so if I'm based out of yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm still figuring all this out, and so I just wanted to reach out and kind of see what you guys offer, see what the prices was, and then see like when I wanted to start this, if I want to start it, and where about do I want to kind of target? Because it sounds like from what you're saying, it's almost like if I'm based out of Washington, you guys are only targeting my Washington area where, you know, Mike White Concrete won't pop up in Idaho if I'm trying to target Idaho at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we can do a radius that reaches up to 50 miles outside of Arlington.
Right, right. So I'm saying if 50 miles, if from Arlington to Eagle, you're way over 50 miles, right? So if, let's say one summer I just happen to get more jobs coming in Arlington and surrounding areas, that's where I want to push all my ads. If the next summer, you know, I'm in Idaho, then I want to push more ads in the Idaho area. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't
want to
be in Idaho one summer to have guys hit me up from Washington when realistically I'm not really taking jobs in Washington at the moment.
Right,
I'm strictly in Idaho.
Okay, well, I mean, we can get started on the Arlington area. I mean, especially now that, you know, things are, you know, coming the summer, everything's going to obviously, you know, sort of boom up. And then when you're up in the Idaho area, we can always, as long as you have an address in Idaho, we can redirect the exposure for your company and the work to be sent over to Idaho, where whatever areas in a 50-mile surrounding mileage that you want us to cover at that point once you're in Idaho. But for right now, we can concentrate on Arlington and obviously, you know, send over clients over your way in the Washington area for now.
Right, right. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to start anything today because I still want to think about it and figure it out. And I'm going to talk to that landscaper guy again and, you know, chit chat with him about it and you guys and kind of see what he does on his end and then go from there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I mean, is there anything aside from that that's keeping you from getting on Google, man? I mean, anything that?
No, not right now. Like I said, I've just been trying to figure all this stuff out. Now coming into summer and I got, you know, I'm trying to get up to Washington. I'm trying to get over to Idaho. So I got a lot of stuff running through. I got work down here. I got the baby down here. I got the wife over here, you know, so it's like everything is fighting me where, you know, I was just a single dude. I'd be wherever I want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm trying to figure out, this is the first year kind of in business where I'm trying to figure things out and, see what direction I want to go. Basically.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, like I said, we can definitely get it started. I mean, if pricing is something, I know because you were asking about pricing. I mean, I can honor giving you that $249 rate if it makes a difference. I mean, I do have that, you know, that authorization as a supervisor to reduce that rate just so you can try out the Google services and we can build that website for you and list you in the Arlington and surrounding cities. I mean, I can
right,
do that
okay.
for you. I can, you know, extend that courtesy and get you started today
right,
if
right.
you wanted to try Google at $249.
Yeah. Like I said, I probably won't start today, but can I get your name? So if I do call back, can I call back and strictly just talk to you, or do I got to go through a whole 45
people? No. You can call back and ask for me. I text over my name and my information to you. I send it over to you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll keep that. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm going to think about this. I'm going to go talk to that guy. And then, if I want to go for it, then I will definitely give you a call back. And like I said, I probably strictly only want to talk to you and not other people.
Okay.
I'd rather just deal with one person and go from there.
Sounds good, Mike. All right, brother. Thank you so much. You have a good one, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.